Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode.
Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people all over the WordPress community, some of which I've met in person, some I've met online, and some I'm meeting for the first time. Today, I'm talking with Kaylin White. Kaylin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And Kaylin works for GoWP. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself in a minute. But I want to tell you that, so Kaylin and I met, I think the first time you and I met was when I did a webinar for you guys.
Yeah.
Through Facebook on 404, the 404 page experiences.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, who's this new person working for GoWP? And then we're like within like minutes, we're like following each other on Twitter and doing all those fun things. And now we DM each other and, you know, she's like one of my new besties. So there you go.
Love those WordPress connections. Love it.
I know. They're so awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, pleasure.
My favorite. I've been following WP Coffee Talk for so long.
Oh, thanks.
So this is exciting. I am from Michigan. I am the growth manager at GoWP, like you mentioned. So I do all things sales.
Nice.
I live here, so from Michigan, and actually I was going to tell you, Michelle, my family's from New York, so we're over in the Albany area, so
about 4 hours from me,
but yeah, I know it's a huge state, still got some family there, so nice. Yes, and I live here in Decatur, Georgia now, which is sort of outside of the city, the big city here, and have my husband, daughter and doggy, my puppy, rescue puppy.
Nice.
So we're here in sunny Georgia and it is hot today.
One of the things, I'm not going to say this yet because this is a question that might come up later and you might already when I give this as an answer. So I'll wait. But hold the suspense. But if at the end you go, so what was it you were going to say? Remind me. Anyway.
Okay.
Show me your mug. Tell me a little bit about your mug.
So this is slightly cheesy and promotional, but I do love my job. So
you are the growth promotion.
You're the I
growth
am. Person. The growth
That's your job. That's right.
So this is Preston and y'all know Preston and this is my company and we create happiness. I love that slogan too, by the way. And I also have another favorite mug that I'm not showing, but it is just a mug that says, you know, make it happen, make things happen. And I love that one too. So I have a few of my faves. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm just, you know, I'm super grateful to GoWP because you guys are sponsors of the podcast as well. So thank you for your constant support. And I appreciate seeing you guys promote me on Twitter and being able to promote you back. It's a little WordPress love fest. And
I love it.
What are you drinking in your cup today?
So right now I have bubbly, mango bubbly, but soon it may transfer to another thing.
So
what about you?
So my mug today is in honor of us. It's my Wonder Woman mug.
I love that. It's huge.
I have several. It is huge. And I have it almost, it's filled to here right now. Because I am actually drinking coffee because I've had a really long day. I didn't fall asleep until 4 a.m. So I need a little bit more caffeine. You are
totally
the first
acceptable.
Of two interviews tonight. So I do have another podcast at 8 o'clock tonight.
Wow.
So I put cream and sugar in and then I was like, what about... I've never added Kahlua to coffee before. And I was like, do you really add like a coffee liqueur to coffee? Yes, you do. Cause it's very delicious.
The answer is yes. Also Bailey's, if you have some Bailey's.
I didn't have
caramel, salted caramel Bailey's is. Mwah.
That will be on my list for the next, my next
shopping caramel.
Trip. So. Yep. That's awesome. So yes, I'm just going to sit here and get drunk while you talk about yourself.
Great time.
Tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
So it started with me personally creating my own site about 10 years ago. So I took the whole, I think everybody does this, where they're like, I'm going to do something and I'm going to create my own little mini side business and I'm going to do it. And I did it all on WordPress. Mm-hmm. It's custom art and design. It's cbcinc.com. You guys can see my whip. It is a work in progress for 10 years. And then it just led to this amazing community. And I fell into the world professionally and ended up here as the growth manager because I sort of, you know, merged my love of sales and marketing to WordPress, and still have my little design, you know, on the side, my art and I guess it's commissioned art plus some self-improvement art. So it's a little bit of both, like self-care and positive affirmations. So that's all part of it. But with WordPress, it was just one of those things that the more I realized how awesome the community was and the fun, like, levels you could learn about it, it was over for me. I was like, oh, I love this. I'm in it for life. So, I mean, the community,
I know that feeling.
Hold of you. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm already thinking, like, well, someday I'll retire, but I can't actually leave the community. Like, you can't retire from the WordPress community. I mean, you could, but why would you?
Yeah, right? I know. And my stepdaughter asked me, like, you know, so, who are all these people that you always talk about? I'm like, oh, they're just, you know, my friends of WordPress, and that, you know, they all live in the computer, but every now and again, I get to see them hopefully soon at a WordCamp. But, you know, really, I truly do feel that way. Like, you guys are my friends. So it's been an awesome journey and so many great connections for sure. Yeah.
That's
and
wonderful.
I love my team too. So I like to learn about it. I nerd out about learning about WordPress. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
that's great. And just, you know, a comment back to about your website, the work in process or progress. I can never remember what that's supposed to be.
Both.
Okay. That works. Show me a site that is not a work in progress and I'll show you a site that's outdated.
Really? Equals. Yeah. You're so right. And you have to remember that as you, you know, you're working on it. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. Like, one day you'll wake up and you're like, I hate everything. I'm changing it all. Like, what was I thinking? This isn't even me. So it goes with you along your journey and your adventure, I think, for sure.
Yeah. I set up my new site last year, Works by Michelle. You know, going through divorce and things like that. I wanted something to do my last name could change and it didn't matter kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I found this whole like free icon set. I was like, I love it. I put it on. I looked at my website today. I was like, what was I thinking? It's all cartoony and I'm not cartoony. And like, I'm going to have to change my site soon. So yeah, but that's okay.
Website changes come website changes and it can be a big rabbit hole. And at the end, you know, I think it really is representative of like you, you know? Yeah. So it, you know, if it changes, that's because you change, you know, it's kind of fun. Yeah. Luckily we have the tools and the people to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before I get to the next question, I'm going to tell you something that happened last night. So when I can't sleep, I do one of three things. I do Sudokus on my phone. Well, I'm in bed, so I'm not watching TV and stuff, right? So I either do Sudokus, eventually I get bored with that, and I'll either do TikTok, like scroll through TikTok.
Hours.
Love it. Or I go on Reddit and I look through the WordPress forums there, the subreddits, and start answering tickets. Okay, you can tell what world I work in. They're not tickets, they're posts, right? Like we're trying to post.
Your professionalism came out there.
It really did. So last night I responded to one person and I gave him some resources where he could do some research for his question. And his response was so rude. He's like, well, that's not what I asked for. You know, I said I wanted this, that, da, 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 da. And I just trolled him right back. I was like, look, dude, that's not what you asked. This is where I'm telling you, it's coming from a place of wanting to help you. However, you be you.
Yep.
And then there's another person who asked a question, like wanted to build a website that looked like this other website. And can these things be done with WordPress? So, you know, scan WP. I was like, yes, this is the theme they use. These are the plugins they use. And he's like, thank you, man. You're awesome.
I'm like, redeeming. Yeah.
Well, except I was like, I'm a woman, but you're welcome. So I had a tweet today that said, remember two things. Number one, people are answering you with kindness. Be kind in return, whether it's the answer you want or not. And number two, don't assume everybody in technology is a man.
Yeah, those are solid at the top of the list.
So at GoWP, you guys are working with other people's websites all the time. And being in the industry, you look at a lot of websites too, which brings me to my next question. When you look at websites, what is something that you think that we as designers, developers, web builders aren't doing well or aren't focusing enough attention on to make sites better and stronger?
This question is amazing, first of all.
Thank you. Because, I wrote it myself. Yeah,
it is because there's a lot that you could kind of go into. It's like a wormhole. I think We tend to assume, since we live in it, we tend to assume that everybody understands what we do. And so there are some websites that you look on it and you look at it and you're reading through and you're like, what do they even do? There's so many buzzwords. There's so much like fluff and like exceptional and extraordinary words that you're like, what is it that you do here? You know? So I think that making a website, you should be as simple, short, sweet to the point. If it's fun, that's great, but you need to make sure within 3 seconds that they know what you do. So it's very important to not assume that, you know, people will go to your website and read through things. People really don't read. So you need to make sure that it's right there and upfront and in their face and bold and simple. That is my, because I go through a lot of websites a day as a marketing and sales person. I'm a little bit of a website snob because my husband's a lead interactive creative designer. And so it's like, when you see a bad website, you, first of all, you're kind of like, ew. And then you're like, okay, what do you do? So you need to be able to explain that. And you have 3 seconds to say that. So that's my advice, is if you look at your website and you're like, oh, it's all of these buzzwords, but what do? Fix it. Yeah.
You're not a superlative factory. You actually have something else that you probably should be focusing on.
Yes. So what do you do? Let's start at the beginning. 1, 2, 3. That's all you need.
It's funny that you say that, because I think one of the most important pages that you have to have that nobody ever looks at is the About Us page.
About page. Yep. 100%. Right. And it could be the most creative. Like, I've seen some awesome about pages that are like interactive and fun. Like, that is to me probably one of the most important pages, because I want to know who's behind it. Absolutely. I agree. Yes. And secondary to that, make it content friendly, like make it fun and engaging, like, you know, a resource and content. I'm a big content person. So make it blog worthy too. That's my secondary website advice. Don't ignore the blog. The blog is very, very important.
Exactly. I keep seeing all these articles lately that says, is blogging dead? And I'm like, no.
I mean, we might do to talk to people and to get resources out there. I mean, yes, videos, podcasts, webinars, workshops, those things are fantastic, but.
Right. It's that content is king. Content is still king, queen, top, whatever phrase you want to use, and however you get that content delivered. But most people, it's a lot easier to fire off a blog post than to do some kind of video production.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can write a blog about the podcast, and you can make a whole piece of content about that. I mean, it's all share worthy, right?
Exactly.
One big happy content pot. That's what it is.
I love it. It's a casserole. We put a little bit of everything in there. That's awesome. Thinking back over like your WordPress journey, et cetera, what is something that you wish you had known earlier that you know now that might have made life a lot easier? I love when you do this, because it's like, oh, I got a story for you.
Really thinking about that one. I guess I wish I knew about a little bit about coding. I kind of wanted to go that sort of developer like route instead of coming from a creative brain that's very design heavy and visual. I would love to have come in with the knowledge of understanding the back end. I know a little bit and I've learned a little bit, but I would have loved to start there first and switched it. So like, I'm not looking at the front end, I'm understanding, you know, kind of like taking the red pill or the blue pill in the Matrix, right? I kind of wish I looked at the back end just so I could see now at the front end, oh, that all makes sense because I understand that. So that would have been, and it is still on my list of things to do, is to understand and interpret code better. So I know a little bit, but I need to
see, you know, I wanted the purple pill. I wanted the combination. Give me a little bit of each.
What I was going to say, what pray tell is the purple pill? All things or new yeah. avenue?
No, I think it's taking the blue and the red and combining them together for purple,
yeah, like
you know? Why do I have to choose one path over the other? Like, that's just like, true. I want to see them both.
That's anyway, very true.
I'm just greedy that way. When you think back over the WordPress events you've been to, so meetups, camps, etc., what's a moment or two that might have been a pivotal moment for you? Something I like to say, like that aha moment, or when the angel sang, or whatever. So what was it? What happened? And what did it mean to you?
Aw, this is memories. I miss WordCamps and meetups.
Me too.
Come back to us. I know. So I think for me, It was, I've been to a few, but for me, it was WordCamp Nashville, WordCamp US in Nashville. I don't know, I guess maybe the state of the word. It was something about kind of being close to the founder, Matt, and understanding, you know, his journey is kind of a hard one. You know, I felt this like, you know, connection to WordPress, but I had never sort of been behind the curtain, you know, the wizard behind the curtain, and seen him and heard him talk and all this. And, you know, it was kind of like seeing a celebrity, but then you saw how raw the crowd was with him and how it was very intense. It was like controversial, and Gutenberg was just out and he was rolling all these things out. And it was so like, there was so much passion in that room because people felt so strongly about it. I felt like I was in this inner circle of like, wow, I get to see how, you know, people really truly feel. And that stood out to me because, you know, there's so many people using this that of course they're going to have an opinion and of course they're going to have a say. Mm-hmm. And Matt was just he was like positive with his feet. Everything he said had a positive spin to it. I can tell he has like a good heart and soul behind it all, that he's truly trying to make this a good place for people to live. And so that was like, okay, well, this is something that I can support and get behind because I've learned sort of that the secret in the sauce kind of a thing. And that was a nice light bulb moment. Plus it just felt kind of fancy to be there with everyone and to really make it a big deal. There was a line and it was like mood lighting and flashing. It was very like, this is a big deal, right? I felt like I was making history, you know, like I felt like I was a part of history, you know?
Yeah. That was, I think, the second year. Cause the first year in Nashville, he was on a big stage with a giant boot behind him. The second year, it was different. And that's when there was like, I think there was like, almost 20 questions.
Was it 2019 or 2018? I don't know.
2018. 2019 was in St. Louis. Yeah, 2018. And I don't know. There was like 15 people lined up to talk to him and 14 of them were men. Like literally, like there was no women's voices. And I'm not burning my bra or anything here. I'm absolutely here for women's equality and all of that. So I'm not trying to, you know, use this as a soapbox, but it was a very interesting time.
Yeah. Christy Chirinos spoke when I was there, and I think she was one of like two women, but she was powerful, man. She was powerful when she spoke, and
she's amazing. How it
resonated. Yeah. So that was also very cool to see. Yeah. So
absolutely. And then last year, the situation was different there. I think there were 12 speakers or 12 people lined up to ask, and 11 of them were women. So it was very interesting. Yeah. It was very interesting. It was very cool. So I can completely agree. There is just a feeling at WordCamp US. Every WordCamp is magical. Don't get me wrong.
You get something out of it. All different every time. Yeah.
But there is definitely something magical about WordCamp US, just the volume of people that are coming together in one place. Yeah. You know, when you were, as you were saying about like everybody was asking questions and he was listening to everybody. It's like, I think I always, and you're in Georgia, so this will really resonate with you. I think about Coca-Cola as a brand sometimes. Right. And if the only time that Coca-Cola, I'm not saying they don't listen to their, you know, their customers, but the only time they really made a huge decision based on their customers was when they got rid of New Coke and went back to Classic Coke. And like most people don't even know, like nowadays, like my daughter would be like, what do you mean Classic Coke? There's just Coke. Like,
glass
bottle. Oh, honey, we need to talk, because there was a time.
That's not even Coke.
In the '80s where it was like New Coke. You know? But yeah. But the open source nature of WordPress, I think, is what invites the passion. Some people are like, I only drink Coke or I only drink Pepsi. I'm like, is it cola? Okay, it can go in my cup, you know. But I don't want to build websites for the most part with anything other than WordPress if I can use WordPress. So
yeah, I agree.
The sense of community is really there. And speaking of community, that's right up your alley. So tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do as a growth manager at GoWP. And tell us, I mean, I know the people you work with. I love the people you work with. Emily's been on the show before, so her episode is already out here. Brad is a ton of fun. But tell me a little bit about exactly what your part in the whole thing is.
Yes. I think one of the biggest questions is, what don't I do? I'm just kidding. Emily really does it all, and I just pick up the skirt and keep going. Yes, I love my team. As the growth manager, I feel very blessed and lucky, first of all. I have to say that. During this time and beyond, you know, I have felt that, A, I'm very, very blessed to be able to work remotely and continue my passion in my career, and also to be still be involved in WordPress is awesome. And then on top of that, the icing on the cake is like, I get to work with these awesome, fun people, and like we have daily huddles and we just hang out. That's like, I can't believe I get paid for this. So, and then I get paid to come on in here and hang out with you. So my list of fun things that I, other than that, that I get to do is I run their sort of social media world. So that's sort of me out there in the channels. I get to participate in Emily's amazing niche agency owner Facebook group, which is like blowing up.
It's amazing. You guys are going to have 1,000 soon. I swear.
We are. I told her, I'm like, how are you going to manage this? So you're going to need a Facebook group assistant, which is probably going to be me. So that's been fun. I do a lot with content marketing, partnerships, the affiliate program. And I really, really try to assist all efforts in just sales. So we have a lot of people that come to us either on chat or phone or email, and they just really kind of want to know, you know, how it works. There's really no, I never feel like I have to sell anyone on anything. Like, it's a nice conversation where it's people come to us and say, I love what you're doing. How does it work for me? And then we just tailor it to them and we move on. So the sales process has been more of a connection building than anything. It doesn't feel salesy at all. It's very just that, you know, Brad and the team have built this amazing authority and trust with the, you know, agency owners out there. So I feel very like I stepped in at the right time and I get to just swing home all the time. You know, it's very, very nice feeling. That is kind of the nutshell. And I think a little bit of my, well, a lot of my favorite part is the, like putting all the pieces together that all three services do. So maintenance, edits, and now our page builds is so fun to spread that word all over in these different areas. Obviously the social media is one of my favorite parts. I'm a social butterfly. I was talking to my husband the other day. I was like, I'm a social girl living in a social distancing world. And he laughed. He was like, no, you're not. You're not going to stop and do anything. No one can quarantine you. So I get to do that at work, which is fun. And then we get to do all the fun stuff like, you know, design newsletters, all the fun copy and branding that goes along with that. So I feel very lucky. Yeah. It's an awesome company. Yeah.
It's that just reminded me, like what he said about, you know, social distancing and whatever. It's kind of like the current modern version of nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yes, it is.
Nobody social
baby in quarantine.
Nobody puts Kaylin in a box. You can't keep her out of the social. You can't socially distance her.
Oh, yep. Too funny. I might have to write a blog about that.
You should. Feel free to tag me.
I will.
So for those people who may not know exactly what GoWP is, just give us, you know, a little bit of about what it is that your organization does.
Yes, absolutely. We are a 24/7 white label services outsourcing support. So we do all things WordPress, maintenance. We have an unlimited content edits plan, which is our most popular plan. And now we just launched page builds, which is lots of fun helping, you know, web development. We're using fun page builders, Beaver Builder, shout out. I love you, Anthony Tran. And we also do Elementor. So those are fun for the page builds. And so, you know, all the fun low value tasks that you don't want to do, maintenance, you know, backups, updates, security, but we do them and we create happiness, and that's our goal. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we work with a lot of amazing partners, our white label, but we're very, very, again, grateful to work with so many great people there too. So yeah.
And the white label nature of it makes it really easy for agencies to use your services and still continue to generate revenue for themselves. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It's actually hard to grow without it. Yeah. You know, you can't do it all. I mean, I know you think that you can, agency owners, or you try to for a very long time until you're worn out. But at one point, you got to talk to your friends, a trusted partner, to take on those low value tasks so that you can just kind of grow and continue and make those connections. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And outsourcing to a company like OWP is way better than hiring your nephew.
Unpredictability or trusted partner.
I was like, well, my nephew knows how to build websites. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you go for that. We'll see you next week.
Right. We tend to have a little higher turnaround time than your nephew, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I usually charge people for like taglines and things, but I'll let you guys have that one for free.
Thanks. That's your next business.
Exactly. That's actually my prior business. I freelanced marketing for 6 years.
There you go.
Yeah, so I used to do that for people all the time, which is why, like, I actually do, you know, my full-time job is GiveWP, as most people know, and I love I do that, you know, had a customer success there, and I absolutely adore it. Because I love working with people, and I love working with nonprofits. The one piece that was missing for me, having done free agency work for 6 years, was the creativity part of it. And so now I actually am also the content marketer and content manager for digital marketer for Sentry Hosting. And so I get to be super creative. I love, they just let me like go for it.
So much fun.
Yeah, I did a thing recently where I knighted people.
Like, I saw that, Emily got knighted. We were in love with it. Yes.
It was so much fun. I had to find the next thing like that because it was a lot of fun. I was up at, I think I made 42 certificates of knighthood from Sentry Hosting that I then tweeted out the next day. I was like, this is going to look crazy to anybody who's visiting this, but it's going to be so much fun.
I got to tell you, I was intrigued. I clicked on it. I looked at it. I read it. So it worked.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear.
And who doesn't love to be knighted? I mean, come on.
Right? I know. I'm like, but once you've been knighted, you have to go forth and represent. So you have to represent, not necessarily be a representative for Sentry, but you have to continue to have those high morals and do those good things that got you knighted in the first place.
Yes. Your knighthood. Yes.
Yeah. I love it. I don't remember who knighted, like who recommended Emily, but I was like, oh, I get to do Emily too. That's so fun.
It was awesome. Yeah.
So let's move into our rapid fire questions. Because I know at some point you'd like to have dinner, I'm sure, with your family. We can't talk all night.
Although I'd love to.
I know, I could too, for sure. So I like to say, I ask the questions quickly. Take as much time as you need to answer them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here we go. What are 2 or 3 must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their website?
So since I'm content heavy, I'm going to probably say definitely the SEO, either SEO Press or Yoast. Both are fantastic. I've used mm-hmm. both. And then I personally like something, I'm all about engagement. So something like either a click to tweet, better click to tweet, something like that, or like a chat bot. I don't know how people feel about chat bots, but if you want to engage and chat with people and you feel that you have some inbound, you know, viewers and audience out there, then start talking with them. So an integration there would be good. We're using Crisp right now, but we've used Drift and HubSpot's great too. So there's a couple of different ones, but yes, they're fun. And they can also have trolls.
They can. You can be trolled anywhere. I've learned this the hard way. Is you can be trolled anywhere. I get hit on through Twitter. Now, I know that they're like 90-day fiancé seeking kind of people. You know, it's like some Nigerian prince who wants his,
They want your bank account details.
Right. Or to move to the U.S. and become a famous person or whatever. Anyway, right. So I'm constantly posting, at least once a month, I post the PSA that Twitter is not Tinder. Get out of my DMs if that's all you're looking for.
Please remind them. Thank you for your service, Michelle.
Right. I mean, I don't know that it actually does anything, but it makes me laugh. So there you go.
I think it does. I think you're making
sense. I mean, the other thing I do is I do a screenshot, so I kind of shame them at the same time, which I'm not posting. So if you're going to hit on me on Twitter, then you deserve to be outed. So
yes. Agreed. I second that.
But one of the things, you mentioned the chatbot. So I don't know if it still exists. No, I know it still exists because I actually saw it recently. But Facebook had a way that you could integrate Facebook chat to your website. And it literally didn't cost anything. You know, a lot of those chat features are free and then they're, you know, freemium. So you can pay more, et cetera. But the Facebook one just actually used your Facebook Messenger to be able to have a chat open on your website. And it didn't matter if it's a WordPress website or what kind of website it was, because they made it platform agnostic. But I was pretty intrigued. I put it on my website for a while when I was freelancing, and I was like, I mean, nobody used it, but I was just like waiting. Like, somebody please chat with me.
Message me, please. Exactly. Oh yeah, Facebook will get everywhere if it can. It'll worm its way everywhere.
Yeah. I know. I'm probably going to get lots of messages from people telling me that. Well, now Facebook knows even more about you, Michelle. But yeah, I never use the chat, so I'm fixed. They already have I'm sure they know everything already as it is.
Yeah, they do. It's fine.
And if they don't, my blood type is O positive.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have nothing to hide. Go ahead. Yep.
And if you need to know my Venmo, just let me know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Pay me.
At any point during your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor, an unofficial mentor, somebody that you looked up to, and who was it and why? How was that?
I actually have two, mm-hmm. a man and a woman, because I think you need both sides to see it, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not alone here when I say that Chris Lemma has been an inspiration. Not only is he like your kind of people, where it's just like, he's like, you're like, you just can't like eat up all that he says. He's a fantastic storyteller and he knows business and he knows WordPress. And I mean, it's like, I could just sit there and watch his content all day long. And I'm furiously writing notes. You know, I've learned so much about just the mindset that you're in with sales, marketing, WordPress, all things, you know, business. It's like, I can't stop learning from him. So definitely Chris, shout out. And Josepha Hayden, is that the way you say her name? Yeah. Saw her at her keynote in Ann Arbor, WordCamp Ann Arbor. And it just kind of spoke to me. She was very real, very smart, quick as a whip. And just, I think, you know, her track and her success in WordPress is something to be admired. So I look up to that side of it there with Josepha. So, and I follow her quite regularly.
One of the things I like about her too is she is 100% approachable. You said real, and she is. She's 100% approachable. She remembers your name if you've had a conversation before. Like, she is somebody to admire for sure.
Absolutely.
So other than Chris and Josepha, who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
So I'm going to say, is this weird? I'm going to say my boss, Brad. I have learned in the short time that I've known him. So we met a long time ago, actually, at WordCamps, where I knew he was in the space and, you know, I knew what he did. And I am not shy to go up to literally anyone. So I just introduced myself, you know, and we met, I think at every single WordCamp that I went to, we met. And I would see what he was doing, and I would see what he was doing online, and I understood the whole business. I could see why he did it, you know, the white label and helpful, you know, the goal. And now that I'm actually on the team and I get to see the behind the scenes with Brad, right? It's like, you know, when, you know, everyone that you like kind of think, you're like, oh, what if this person's like not cool in real life? And you're like, oh, I don't want to know them. He's really that person in real life, you know? So I've learned just the business mindset and the, you know, the way that you approach all situations, you know, like just to slow down, simple is better. You know, understand the technicalities and the technology behind it all, understand and be like an expert in the space. Mm-hmm. And that's his whole MO is just, you know, he understands it. He gets it. Plus he was a teacher. And I think that really truly shines when he's managing us. So I mean, I know it's cheesy and I'm really not trying to get a promotion or anything, but it's true. You know, it's like he's really that guy. Yeah. In WordPress. Well, so.
I'll pile on the Brad Admiration Society here for a second too, because he has one of the best senses of humor in WordPress as well.
Yes.
So I was at WordCamp Miami, the only WordCamp in person that I'll probably attend this whole year.
Yes.
So I got to be there and he was sitting outside and I was kind of going by. He's like, oh, Michelle, come and join us. And so I was sitting with him and Tom from Convizio was there and Adam Silver was there and Jocelyn. And so there's a whole bunch of people that, you know, that are tweeting and people know who they are and they have podcasts or whatever. Yeah. And we laughed so hard, like literally just riffing off of one another for like an hour. And we had so much fun.
That's our daily huddle every day. That's our daily huddle every day. We start out laughing.
Like, this is how networking should be done, because you really feel like connected with people after that. So
I would say we have our random channel on Slack, and that's our favorite one because we just have all these funny things that happen to us and we share them with the team. It's fantastic. So I agree. He has fantastic humor. His laugh, I think, is well known. Bob WP like tweeted, like, I miss Brad's laugh. I'm like, yes, see. I get it every day.
Yeah. We get to hear it Friday at our happy hour. So like, yes. I actually block my calendar now to be able to attend those and don't have like no demos Friday at 3 because I got to be on this call. So
thank you for that. You are an integral part of our happiness hour. So
it is just so much fun. I just love being there.
It's a great way to end the week. Yeah. Yeah. And it's growing. It's like, we're going to max out our Zoom seats.
I was going to say, it's like, I'm trying to get there first. Like, yeah. I'm like waiting, like you guys haven't even like launched it. And I'm like waiting in the waiting room. Like, let me in. I want to be on screen. I want to be able to watch and be part of this.
So. You're basically a part of our team. It's fine.
Love it. It's good. I love it. I'm happy with that. So, you know, I'm waiting for my mug to come in the mail so I can use it. It's awesome. What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
Yes. Well, so much because I would say I'm definitely not at mastery level. I'm medium. I've come a long way. Let me just put it that way. I think I'm going to stick with the coding on that one. I think I think the more I know about the back end, the more I will understand the front end. And yes, of course, there's page builders and, you know, classic editor, all the things that about it that you can kind of skirt the coding part. But I'm kind of a nerd and I just want to see what it's like to understand that, like to add it to my, you know, my CV, my resume. I'm like, I can code a little bit. Like, I'm that cool. Like, that's a complicated thing, you know? So I'm gonna stick with the coding on that and see if I can tackle it. I have WP 101. Mm-hmm. On my list to finish. So that's sort of the kind of the understanding of it all. So maybe at the end of that, there'll be some coding that I can tackle. Nice. So I'm still going to continue to learn, always continue that's to learn great. It because it is evolving and I got to keep up in sales marketing. So
exactly. I know I used to teach WordPress classes here in Rochester.
And oh, really?
Yeah. So like for years I would teach, you know, 2-3 classes a year, just awesome. Locally and whatever. And then everything switched to Gutenberg and I'm like, I better learn this so I can teach it. Cause I can't just say, well, we're just going to learn the classic editor.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. They're like, no, I want to learn. I don't want to have to install a plugin to use the old WordPress.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Completely understand.
Well, that's good to know. If I have any questions, I'll just reach out to you.
It was all one-on-one stuff. So I just want that to be clear out there too. So, and I'm always happy to serve as a resource. And I've said that before and I put that out on Twitter. My DMs are always open, which is why I get hit on by the, you know, Nigerian
Yep.
But I do, I'm always happy to connect people. Sometimes people will direct message me like, do you know of a plugin that'll do this? And I'm like, not only do I know the plugin, I know the author, let me connect you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in WordPress and what did you learn from it? I call this question the great equalizer. Like everybody has a story.
Oh, for sure. I don't know if I should tell my story. Well, whatever. It's fine. Anthony already knows this. So Anthony Tran and I had a scheduled webinar for, you know, Beaver Builder. Mm-hmm. And I did not hit record. And the whole thing did not record. And it was the bomb. I mean, it was like the best webinar. It was complete fire and it just did not exist. So as a professional in the WordPress space, that was a mistake and I will never, ever, ever do it again in the cloud forever. And just note, Zoom does not have those. Like if you do not hit record, it does not log those in any cloud, any database, anywhere ever. I asked that representative 20 times they do not exist.
Are you sure you don't have it somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm like, you, I know you're recording it secretly, just give it to me. She's like, no. I'm like, okay,
that would be illegal.
That will be illegal. Yeah, sorry Kaylin. So Anthony was a gem of a person. I mean, of course Anthony's amazing, and we recorded it for me and we, you know, did the whole thing again, which is amazing. So that was my professional. On a personal level with WordPress, I, being the crazy creative that I am, decided on a whim to just change my theme.
Oh.
And didn't know that when you change your theme, everything breaks and moves around and is floating and your fonts are different and your everything is broken. So that was a fun experience. That was a long time ago, but yeah. So I've learned that you don't just say, I'm going to change this and everything snaps to it. But that would be great, WordPress, if you could do that. If you could change my theme and everything snap to how I want, come on now.
That's more about the theme editors than it is the yeah. WordPress core. It's yeah. funny that you say that, because one of the questions I answered on Reddit, the WordPress subreddit last night was, if I decide to change my theme, can I just like change it back if I don't like it? And I was like, only if you have a backup you're willing to redeploy.
Yep. Yep. And that I did that. I had to do that. So, yep.
Yeah.
Backups are important, people. Backups are important.
Absolutely. And don't count on your hosting company to only be the one with a backup.
No, it's great. Two or three.
Yeah. Almost always they're able to help you, but on that rare occasion when something goes wrong, you need to have something else to do.
Right. Like when Zoom can't help you when you don't record things. Same thing.
Exactly. You can actually set, when you create the event in Zoom in advance, you can create it to automatically start recording.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that because then I don't want to have to edit it later.
Exactly. That's exactly why I didn't do it, because I'd be fixing my hair for 20 minutes at the beginning. So I was like, I'll just hit it. I'll remember to hit it.
There's something in my teeth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. It's fine. I'll never do it again. Oh. I will always, always learn from my lessons.
No, I'm laughing. It's hot. I don't have the air conditioner on because it makes a lot of noise. It's literally right there on the other side of my desk. But my glasses keep steaming up. So I don't know if you keep seeing. Like all of a sudden my glasses are turning white. So if anybody's watching. I know. I'm just laughing. I'm drinking hot coffee with Kahlua in it.
And you got Kahlua glasses.
I do. You know, the world would be a better place if we all looked at it through Kahlua glasses.
There's your tagline again. You're killing us. I know.
I'm telling you. Somebody should be paying me for this stuff. So the flip side to that.
Kahlua sponsorship.
And it is coffee talk, and it is coffee
liqueur. You even put the screen. I'm talking sponsorship here.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm just waiting. I'm also waiting for TED Talks to approach me and go, Michelle, we really need you.
Yes. Yeah.
To date, they haven't done that.
Whatever. They'll come.
So the flip side to that question, though, is what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Oh, this is so hard. Can I say this moment right now? Because I love me. Yes. I mean,
and I love you.
It's like all encompassing because it's sort of like representative. Like my proudest WordPress moments are these connections. Like mm-hmm. it is to me, people are the most important. So I don't know if there's like been one moment, maybe when I was, you know, recognized by GoWP and enabled to join the team because it was like, oh, you know, like people start to know me in WordPress. Like, oh, that's kind of exciting. But, you know, I think just honestly, as a cumulative, it's the mm-hmm. connections, you know.
And, I love that.
And all that. So.
Well, yeah. You're a pivotal person in the community, so, and a connector for people. So I'm really glad that you're doing what you do and that you're here today. So
Thank you. You're like Thank the heart. You. Seriously, on Twitter when I said that, you are the heart of WordPress. Like they need to start paying you. Automatic. They need to start paying you.
I'll tell you a little bit later. It's not a payment moment, but I'll tell you a little bit later offline because I don't want to embarrass people, but about something that did happen to me in the WordPress community. And maybe next year, you know, after a little more time has gone by, I'll share it more publicly. But.
Yes, please do.
Anyway, if you weren't working in WordPress, technology, you know, marketing, so your current career, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
I don't even remember not working, by the way. I've been working since I was like 12. So definitely, and I've done this in the past, would be to be a custom artist and also to teach art. Oh, you're going to laugh. So you know those drink and paint places?
Oh, like yeah.
Paint, sip and stroke, something like that?
Love it.
That was my job. I was the artist on the stage and I like recreated it, and it was the funnest job ever. I mean, talk about a group of fun people and like you're on stage. I felt like this like stand-up. And of course you made pennies, right? You walked away with like $30, but it was so much fun. So if I didn't have to work, I would probably teach. I would go and teach art. I mean, payment or no payment, whatever, don't care. But I would definitely continue my art. My studio is there. I have a paint setup where I can get messy, and I would just dig into the creative side and just create art. I have been blessed to have a lot of people commission me for art. I get a commission probably maybe once or twice a month, and they're all very fun and free.
Nice.
You know, somebody wants a picture of their dog, their baby. I get a fun job with My Pet Defense, which is like flea and tick medicine for dogs, and I get to like create their boxes. I mean, it's so funny how it evolves, you know? So I would definitely just sit around in my paint clothes all day and get messy. I'd probably have paint my hair and just create and create and create. That would be my ideal life.
That's really awesome. Wasn't working. What's your favorite medium to work in?
Ooh, right now, alcohol inks, which is like, yeah, they're fun. It's like watercolor, but with alcohol. So it's very unpredictable. And it has a lot to do with like congealing. So it's very, you can't really control it, which is fun. So I dabble with all these sort of watercolor styles. My mom introduced it to me. She's an artist too. And it's been fun. It's very like, you have to have certain photo paper and it's very like shiny. So really, really fun. And then my husband got me Procreate, which is a digital art software on your iPad. So much fun. And I'm like pulling both the worlds together. So I'll get to do the alcohol ink as like the background, and then I pull it into Procreate and I can draw on it. It's like, it's fun. I feel like the future. It's the art of the future.
You know, a lot of artists have TikTok accounts.
Yes, I know.
I love those.
Get it. I'll just do it. I'm on the TikTok.
You totally should.
I know. I know I've been needing to do it for so long. I'm like, okay, should I just do it? I'll do it.
Bye. I have two TikTok accounts. So I have
you do?
I do. So I have the one that's just for fun, and I sing and I duet people, and I sound like a total freaking dork, I'm sure, which is fine.
I love that though. Yeah.
My other account though is WordPress Diva, and I do 60-second help videos on how to use WordPress better.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I could do like 60-second art videos.
Yes, exactly.
Michelle, if I make money on TikTok, I'll send you some.
I just want a mug. Just send me a mug. It's all good.
Yeah, I'll get your mug. I'll definitely get your mug.
What's something on your bucket list?
Professional, personal, anything?
Anything goes.
I'd love to start my own podcast. That's on my bucket list. I don't know if I would.
I could help you with that.
Yeah, you definitely can help me. I know a few people that can help me with that joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to start a podcast, and for as far as like travel and personal, I want to go to Italy where my heritage lies. So
nice.
Those are two of my bucket lists. I have a few, but I think those are the most important, and it will happen. Both will happen probably.
And yeah. I'm guessing that when you go to Italy, you'll be carrying art supplies with you because there's a lot there.
Yes. I want to do the classic, you know, you go on a hill with a picnic basket of wine and cheese, and you just paint the sunset in like the city. I'll take a picture and send it to you when it happens, because it will happen.
And I will smile and raise a glass of wine to you for sure.
It was check. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is the question that I was referring to at the beginning, where it was show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents the WordPress community might not know about you. And it was to say that you're such an amazing artist. So I don't know if you have, but that we do know about that a little bit anyway. Is that what your answer was? Or do you have another hidden talent that I don't know about?
Let's see. All of my hidden talents. I'm a ninja, a wizard, a magician. No, yeah, I would say definitely the artsy side, probably. If you don't know me, yeah, that might be it. I'm a video game player. I don't know if that's cool. Ooh. I am an avid game player. Like, my husband and I are gamers.
So do you have a Twitch channel? Are you, like, live streaming that for other people, too?
I had one, like, a long time ago, and I felt way too old. So I just kind of, like, let it be, because I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? Like, I am old. But it's more so, I don't know, like a connection with my husband. So it's like, we don't do a whole lot of online stuff. Yeah. We play together. So, he's like my equal, like he taught me everything I know, and he is like the expert at all games. And so it's something fun for us to do together. So yeah,
that's awesome.
There's nothing like therapy than coming home after a bad day and shooting a zombie in the face.
Somehow I knew it was zombies. I don't know how I knew, but somehow I knew there would be zombies involved. Well, you know,
actually, I really like the adventure ones, like Tomb Raider and Uncharted. Like, I love like the adventure where you go and find things to do. So yes,
as opposed to like Grand Theft Auto where you're shooting people,
right, for no reason. Yeah, exactly.
Zombies, bad guys.
I try to be morally nice in my games, at least. They either have to be zombies or I don't kill them.
I appreciate that about you. I truly do. The last question I have for you is, how do we find you online? What's your website? I know that, you know, you have the work website, your personal website, Twitter, etc. Tell us how we find you.
I will share both because both matter equally in my life. So for my work, it is GoWP Support on pretty much all channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those good ones. And I personally am CBC Inked, which is my maiden name is CB, was Caruso. So it was CBC, those are my initials, and Inked for my art. I'm hoping that comes across instead of it like CB synced, you know, like some people might see it like that. So CBC Inked is me on all channels, the same. Yep. So find me, tweet me, friend me, fan me, and I will love it. I'm on there a lot, guys. Sorry.
I love it. No, I think it's great, especially in this time of social distancing, to be able to reach out and speak to each other across platforms is really a good thing.
It has made all the difference, let me tell you. If I didn't have this and things like this and the happiness hour and these, I would be in the little corner over there.
I'm with you on that. It's me and three cats here. Like, I live alone. I am the crazy
little furry creature over there.
Yep. So living alone during quarantine has been a challenge, but being able to talk to people like you online has been a huge help for me through this time.
Yeah.
So
very grateful for it. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we sign off for the evening?
No, just that I'm happy to be here. I love all you nerds out there, and I'm so excited for like what's next. You know, this is, I'm just excited to be on the WordPress journey. So appreciate you having me, and I will get you your mug, and we love you and support you at GoWP.
Right back at you. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being with me. I know we had to reschedule, and I'm just so glad we did because today's been awesome. It's been awesome getting to know you better. So thank you very much. We'll see everybody on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. In the meantime, check us out at wpcoffeetalk.com where all the show notes live. So if you're listening to the podcast and you want to go back and find those links, they will be on the show notes on Kaylin's episode page. So thank you so much for being here, and we'll see everybody online. Take care.
Bye.